Hi, Melissa.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Interesting story that I received via a press release from the league, and it talked about a lawsuit against a Florida drug testing plan. And I believe this is the story I saw on Fox News also, where to receive assistance from the state, you're going to have to undergo drug testing. Tell me about that.
Well, the Florida drug testing case is a lot like the one that we had here in Michigan in 1999, and it's suspicionless, so it's universal. Everybody who applies for assistance and everyone who is on assistance will be required to take a drug test and pass a drug test in order to get benefits. And the Florida one's a little interesting in that they require that people pay for the drug test up front, and then if they have a negative drug test, they would be reimbursed once they get on the program.
Now, from your perspective, what's wrong with that rule?
Well, the first thing that's wrong is there's real constitutionality issues about drug testing everybody. The Fourth Amendment protects everyone's privacy rights, and the state has to have a compelling interest in order to violate those Fourth Amendment protected rights. They have to have probable cause. So in this situation, what Florida and Michigan tried to say was that we just have probable cause enough that people are applying for benefit. And the courts have determined that just applying for government help in any way is not probable cause enough to have your Fourth Amendment rights included in down on.
All right, Melissa, I understand the Constitution and how important it is and how as a nation we need to follow that. As someone who grew up in some challenged times, my mother was on public assistance, so I know how valuable it can be. But I tell you what, if I'm paying tax dollars into a situation where someone is on public assistance with public dollars and they can't pass a drug test, I got a problem with that, and I got to think other people do too. Why should these people be allowed to do drugs and be on public assistance?
Right, that's a lot of the core of the argument, and what we've kind of done in a paper we just released is sort of hit some of those hot ideas that are supporting this. The first one is, why are we targeting this population that makes $814 a month or less? The entire Michigan legislature appropriation for the cash assistance program was $340 million, but they appropriated $12 billion to more than 30,000 vendors. So, like, the cash assistance expenditure is 3% of that. So we understand that, you know, we want our tax dollars to go to the right things and to not be abused, but we're curious as to why just this population is being subject to testing. Why wouldn't we have, I mean, I'm not for this, but every college kid who's getting federal loans. There's a lot of legislation going, well, we should test legislators as well. But that's only, I think, a part of the issue. First of all, why are we only concerned about that teeny, teeny bit of money and that particular population? The other thing is that the studies don't show a higher incidence of drug use among that population than among the general population. There aren't a lot of people that are getting high or doing a bunch of crack and never getting off of cash assistance. In fact, the average amount of time someone receives cash assistance in Michigan is 14.9 months. And this is before they did the 48-month limitation and really enforce that. In fact, two-thirds of people on cash assistance use it for a year or less. So it's really based on the stereotype of this idea that there are a whole bunch of people on welfare, getting high, and spending our money. Also, the average benefit amount for a family of three is $450.
You know, Melissa, you bring up an interesting question. Anyone who is paid by tax dollars, who is working in a public position, should be tested. That's a very good point. Why don't we do that?
Well, the reason we don't actually goes back to the Constitution. Primarily what we're saying is, you have to have some sort of reason to have your body violated, and it is considered a search of your physical person to have a drug test. And so part of it is that the Supreme Court has always held that the government must have probable cause. And we're talking about what the government is doing to its citizens. Regardless, you know, of course we say it's our tax dollars, we want to be careful, but in the end, the people who distribute our tax dollars and decide how they're spent is the government, and the government is bound by the Fourth Amendment. And you know, if we're going to do it, then I would say absolutely. Why are we just targeting this population? Why wouldn't we have every single person who gets cash assistance? It starts to get a little broad, you know. So
yeah, why are poor people? Why are people in need being the only ones targeted?
Absolutely. You know, I think a lot about the bailout money that was given to a lot of banks. And I personally use a credit union, and a whole bunch of my tax money went to banks who then raised interest rates. There were no regulations on that, and no one put up as much of a stink as they are about the fact that I think in Michigan we have about 60,000, it's a little less than that, people on cash assistance, 70% of which are kids. So the other thing we have to remember, if we have a program that comes in and a parent tests positive for a drug test, the whole family then gets kicked off. And I have drug addicts that are in my family. And I also grew up on cash assistance. And so I happen to know that for the people in my family that have tried to become sober, it's not an easy thing. 6 out of 10 times people end up failing the first time around, you know? And so if what we're saying is, hey, parents, you have a substance abuse problem. You and your kids, you're off. You have no support whatsoever. Try to get some help. Good luck with that. And if you work that out, then you can come back and get some cash assistance.
Thanks, Melissa.
You're welcome.